Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this day of Pentecost is found in John chapter 14, beginning at verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will hold on to my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The one who does not love me does not hold on to my words. The word that you are hearing is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have told you these things while staying with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid." This is our text. Dear people of God, this is our last time listening to Jesus talk to his disciples in the upper room for a while. This is the night before Jesus was betrayed. He's enjoying the Passover meal with his disciples, and he's about to leave them, visibly. But they have no idea. The disciples know something is happening, but arrest? Crucifixion? No way. Jesus has been encouraging them to hold on to his word, to love each other, to serve each other, and not be afraid when the world hates them. And then in our little section, Jesus gives them the how. How can they remain true to Jesus and his word and carry it to the world? By the power of his Holy Spirit. If anyone loves me, he will hold on to my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. That's a good description of the disciples. They loved Jesus. Even after most of the people had abandoned Jesus because of his difficult teachings about the cross, about suffering, about giving up worldly wealth and being rich towards God, the disciples hung in there. They loved Jesus, they followed Jesus, and they would stay with him right up to the point where Jesus had to suffer alone for the sins of the world. This is also a pretty good description of you. You love Jesus. Look at where you are. You are listening to the word, the saving and strengthening word of Jesus. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have made a home in your heart so that you long to hear the voice of your Good Shepherd. You love him because he first loved you. You have heard of and you've come to know and to love Jesus Christ, God's own Son, who came into our world of sin and suffering in order to suffer for us. He then died upon the cross for you. And he rose from the dead on the third day as proof of the salvation that he won for you on that cross. This Savior has given you his word, and you love it. Oh, you sin against it. You curse, you swear, you covet, you despise, you lust, as the word tells you not to. You have even ignored the word itself and have doubted its goodness and truth. But this Heavenly Father that the Lord Jesus speaks about has forgiven all of those sins, along with all the other sins too, in Jesus' blood and righteousness. And by this Holy Spirit, he has made a home in your heart. You love our Trinity God because he has done all these things for you. Luther said that if the Lord did not deserve your love, he would not have asked for it. You love God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because you know he deserves it. You have heard it, you have read about it, and you have tasted that the Lord is good. But Jesus promises more. The Counselor, the Advisor, the Paraclete, God's Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets, he has also come to you. Jesus was leaving his disciples. They would be lost and terrified after Jesus died, and even after they saw Jesus alive, because they weren't able to put it all together. You heard them ask him on Ascension Day if he was going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time. You idiots! Jesus did not come to give Israel some silly position in the world. This world is done for. It's doomed. It is doomed to eat itself, as we see every night on the news. Jesus came to set people free from sin, from death, and from hell. The disciples desperately needed that understanding, as well as the boldness to stand in front of other people and to proclaim it to them. They needed the peace of understanding of just what Jesus had done. They needed to remember all of what Jesus had said to them, because a person can't do that on their own. We have failing memories. We remember things that never happened, and we forget very important things that people said and told us to do. The disciples needed the Holy Spirit to remember everything Jesus had told them for three reasons. They needed to remember all that Jesus said and did for themselves so that they could believe it and hold on to it. They needed to remember everything Jesus said and did so that they could speak it to others in their preaching. And they needed to remember everything Jesus had said and done so that they could write it down for us, so that we too could read it and remember what Jesus has done for us and what he tells us yet today. Therefore, Jesus gave his disciples his Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and on all the days following, so that they could hold to his word and proclaim his saving name. And Jesus has given us that same Holy Spirit. You also believe that Jesus is the Son of God and your only Savior from sin. That's the proof that you have his Holy Spirit living in you. For no one by their own thinking or choosing can believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. You are the Spirit's victory. You are the work of his hands. The Lord Jesus, through this Holy Spirit, has given you his peace. You know that the Father has mercy on you sinners. You know that he has forgiven all of your sins, and you know that he has declared you to be his holy child in Christ. And the Lord Jesus doesn't give you this peace the way the world does. He doesn't give you this peace and then change his mind tomorrow and take it back. He does not declare this peace from God to you and then work behind the scenes to make you fall in despair. No, no. You have the sure peace from God. So do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid. And yet, what do? We fear, and we are troubled. What is that really? Jesus tells us not to be afraid, but we are afraid. That's sin. Our fear and worry is not just weakness. It is rebellion against the very word of God. Jesus said, "I give you my peace." When we forget about that peace given to us by the Almighty, what is that? that's saying, God, I don't believe you. You talk about peace. You say that we shouldn't be afraid. And yet, what evidence do we have that we shouldn't be afraid? We see evidence all around us that we ought to be afraid. Where are you, God? In Mark chapter 9, there's a story of a man who had a demon-possessed son. This demon would throw the boy on the ground and make him foam at the mouth. He would throw the boy into fire or into water to try to kill him. And the man is absolutely at the end of his rope. He's tried everything. He's prayed. He even went to the disciples and they weren't able to help. And finally he gets to Jesus and he asks for Jesus' help in a way that is a bit insulting. He said, "Teacher, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." "If you can," Jesus said to him, "all things are possible for the one who believes." The child's father immediately cried out and said with tears, "I do believe. Help me with my unbelief." See, that's where we're at. We believe, but we are ever so weak. We don't have the right words. We don't have the right view of things. We're not able to see what the Lord can see. And we have no idea what this greater good is that the Lord is working towards in us. We are living in a world of sin and trouble and doubt. And yet Jesus says to us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let it be afraid." Well, Jesus healed that man's son. And Jesus forgave that man's slip of the tongue, as he does with you. And he has given you his Holy Spirit, as he did with the disciples. And that's how we keep going. Cling to these words of Jesus and come back to them again and again. Enjoy the supper that the Lord has prepared for the strengthening of your faith. And trust in the Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.